You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Eddie.
Hey.
Well, there's only nine here.
There's the best ones in the sideboard in the front.
Oh, why didn't you say we ought to have those?
Yeah, I'll get them in a minute. Not bad, this bunch.
Now, don't go getting sozzled before Clary gets back. Right, how long have we got?
About 10 minutes, I reckon.
Is that all?
Oh, I should have told Alan to do an extra long sermon.
People will be here any minute. Have you finished with these bottles?
Yeah. Oh, I spoke to Neil. Him and Susan, Mike and Vicky are all coming in one car. Be a bit of a squash with the baby as well. I think they'll walk home.
Oh, I haven't done my face yet.
Is Emma still in the bathroom?
Oh, Kira got her dress dirty. She's having to sponge it off.
What the...
Oi, Edward, watch what you're doing with my speakers.
Oh, well, that gave Belinda a fright. Shula's having to calm her down.
List. Yes. Yep, done that. Right, Will's checked the chip. He's got our order.
Smashing.
And the special guest should be well on her way by now. Oh, Eddie, I just hope Clary doesn't suspect. Oh, she didn't say anything this morning, did she?
No, I promise. She fell for everything you spun her last week.
Oh, I hope she likes it.
After all our hard work, she'd better.
Is it safe?
What?
Do I need a hard hat?
Sorry?
The way you're chucking those tyres about, David.
Just tidying the clap.
Looks like you're enjoying it. Get rid of some frustrations, are you? She's just phoned. Pip.
Oh, yeah. When's she coming home, then? Or isn't she?
Not just yet. She's staying another night at Spencer's.
Oh, she's been there all weekend.
Oh, are you surprised? After Friday's little eruption?
Well, I hope the Wilkeses don't mind.
I'm sure they'd say.
I don't know how Spencer puts up with her. The boy's a saint. He ought to have his own dedicated arrangement at the flower festival.
Tell your mum, she's looking for ideas.
I might just do that. So Pip's back tomorrow, is she?
No. She's staying over in Feltbisham Monday and Tuesday with Caitlin.
Oh, Leslie Ruth, what are we going to do with her?
Have another talk, I suppose. When we see her?
Yeah, not that we ever seem to get through. And she's got to learn to live according to her means. There isn't always going to be someone behind her to make up the difference.
I know. At least she's let us know what she's doing.
I suppose so. Hey, I hope she's let Tom know as well. I don't want her letting him down again.
No, I asked her. She's milking Thursday and Friday this week. It suits him because he's got to move his pigs those days.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, Josh. Mind yourself, your dad's playing frisbee with these tyres.
Oh, I could have done that.
It's doing him good. How are the Herefords?
Great, no problems.
Thanks for doing that, Josh.
It's okay. I don't suppose... Have you... You haven't had a chance to think about my idea yet. And the loan.
Well, yes, we have, actually.
I don't know about you, I'm ready for a coffee. Shall we go in?
Mia, stop pushing. You're squashing me. Stop it, Jake.
Shh, she's coming.
Shh.
Oh! Surprise!
Oh. Yes, you certainly did that. What have you got on?
Our swimming costumes.
So I see. And your buckets and spades.
This way, Grandma. Oh,
what's going on?
Come and see.
Oh, George, you're not playing pirates again, are you, and kidnapping me? Because I don't think I want to be kidnapped today. Me and your grandpa's only just finished paying the ransom from last time, and I ain't made no more of they biscuits, you know.
Not a kidnap.
Phew.
You'll see. We've made a beach.
Shh. Surprise!
Happy birthday,
Clary. Love!
Many happy returns!
Hello, love. Welcome to Ambridge-on-Sea.
Oh, Eddie!
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, this? You've done all this for me?
You did say you fancied a day at the seaside.
So, we've got rock pools. Oh. Well, paddling pools.
A beach, man-made.
Such a lot of work.
We're making a sandcastle.
Lovely, darling. Deck chairs. Oh, no. Donkey.
Yeah, it's Belinda. Shula's brought her down.
For rides down the lane. And listen.
Oh, your best speakers out on the grass.
Listen.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Without the risk of them plopping on your head.
Oh, I don't know what to say. And you did such a good job of keeping it quiet.
Well, it wasn't easy. You would keep asking, wouldn't you?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. If only I'd known.
Hello? The whole point was that you didn't.
Yeah, no, I suppose not. Oh, it's incredible. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eddie.
And biscuits.
Thanks, love. Josh?
Not right now, thanks. Mum?
Thanks.
So?
Well, we've given it a lot of thought.
And we are a bit concerned. It's a lot for you to take on.
But...
Not just the work, it's the amount of money involved.
Yeah, but, Dad, I've done some more work on the repayments. Let's say an interest rate of...
Josh,
I could pay you back at a rate
whoa,
of...
Whoa.
What? Oh, please, Dad.
You surely don't think we'd want interest?
Yeah, of course. Why not? I've worked it out. I could afford... Hang on. You don't want interest? Are you saying, though, you'll give me the loan?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, thank you.
But...
What? Anything, honestly?
Well, if you want to be business-like...
I do.
Then we'd like the repayments on a proper business footing every month.
Of course.
But definitely interest-free.
Oh, that's just... Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You pleased, then?
Funny.
He's pleased.
I've got to go tell Neil and Hayley and Phoebe.
Yeah. Go on, then. You go. You go and do what you have to do.
Thank you so much, both of you. I'm going to make this business work, I promise.
I'm sure you will.
We both are. And listen, when you're a multi-billionaire, don't forget your old mum and dad, will you?
Nah, it's okay. I'll find some old hen coop to convert for you when you're completely decrepit.
That's right. Just chuck us a bit of bran mash from time to time.
Good thinking, mum. You're getting the idea. See ya.
See you.
Bye.
Lunch at one.
Okay.
Oh, well, he seems moderately pleased.
Oh, bless him. The only problem now...
is telling Pip. Want a toss for it?
More punch, love.
You wouldn't be trying to get me drunk, would you, Eddie Grundy?
On this? I've only showed it the brandy. Go on.
All right, then.
Right, let's get you a bit of pineapple in it. Enjoying your party.
It is the best ever.
There you go. Now, how about a dance?
Oh, go on then.
Then it'll be dinner time and another surprise.
To the island. That's it. Go on. That's it, Mia.
All right then.
Yeah, great.
Oh, you see Vicky having a bop with Bethany?
Yeah.
She's loving it. Look. Oh,
you won't stop Vicky dancing if there's music on.
That's true.
Oh, you all right, love?
Yeah, fine. It's just, I think there's another little one enjoying the music.
Oh,
baby's moving.
Oh. At last. One of my grandkids is going to finally inherit my musical talent.
Oh, no.
Perhaps you better give it a rest, Nick. I bet you've been on your feet all morning getting this lot ready.
But, yeah. Yeah, maybe I could do with a sit down.
Come on, love. Come over here. Tiring, isn't it? Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's a good job you had to sit down at church. Was it a nice service?
Lovely. Well, I can't tell you what the sermon was about. I was looking at the flowers. Beautiful they were.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer done them. It's my turn next week.
Oh, she's going to be a hard act to follow.
No, you'll do them just as well. People starting to sign up for the Flower Festival now.
Yeah, quite a few. We're going to have to make sure we don't all pick the same saint.
Yeah, there must be hundreds to choose from.
Yeah. Mind you, you've got to be able to get the right flowers. When we did a flower festival before, well, the floral carpet.
The floral what?
Oh, it was beautiful. This big, wide strip of flowers all down the aisle.
Really?
It weren't easy, though. That was saints, too. Saints and their animals. And Saint Modwina, her emblem's a cow, a red one.
Right.
But when it come to it, we hadn't got enough red flowers, so we had to raid people's gardens.
Oh, better not choose her, then.
No. Though the arrangements will be much smaller this time. I'll be doing me church flowers Thursday afternoon. Why don't you pop in? Give me a hand.
Ooh, Thursday. I'm doing two shifts at the Bull. Oh, but I might have 10 minutes before the school bus, so I'll have to see how I go, eh?
All right, love.
Grandma, come and see.
What am I to look at, Georgie?
My castle. Well, mine and Jake's. And Mia's, we let her do a bit too.
Oh, well, that was good of you.
Come and see before lunch. Dad's gone to fetch the
George!
Cake. Sorry, it's a surprise.
Oh, another one? Oh, I am having a day of them. Come on, let's see this marvellous castle then.
Here, Nick. Any news from the VIP?
Oh, no, not since the last text. She should be here any minute.
Oh, no. That has to be the best sandcastle I have ever seen.
It's a zombie castle.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
Mia says it's a princess castle, but it's not.
No, of course not. I can see that. Oh, who's that now? It's all right, Eddie. You stay there. I'll go. I don't know. Who'd have thought Eddie would do all this? All right. All right, I'm coming. Just a minute. Rosie! Never! Oh, Rosie! Oh,
thank goodness. I've been so worried.
Sorry, Lillian.
You got my messages.
It was lovely of you to call. To keep calling. But I couldn't ring back. I wasn't in a very good place.
Oh, Paul, you poor darling.
Oh, well.
No more trouble with Grace or Charlie, I hope. I mean, have you heard any more from either of them?
Not a word.
Oh. And what about Celia?
No, nothing. But she's done the damage now, so I don't know what else she could do.
I can't believe how much trouble she's stirring up with this wedding.
I know.
I mean, doesn't she think about anyone but herself?
It doesn't look like it.
And to drag the children into it, Paul, and not just them, the grandchildren too, it's dreadful.
Yeah.
You mustn't let her.
I don't know what I've done wrong, you see.
Well, nothing. Nothing. I mean, you've behaved like you always do. A perfect gentleman.
Oh, Lillian. Thank goodness you understand.
I do. Anyway, if you've heard no more, maybe that's a good sign, eh? I mean, things might cool down a bit before the wedding.
Maybe.
So, what are you up to this week?
Oh, well, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new renovation job starting tomorrow in Cambridge.
Ooh, King's College Chapel, is it?
Nothing that grand. So I'll be going over there later on.
Good. That's the best thing you could possibly do, you know, keep busy.
Yeah.
It is. I don't want you brooding.
Keep me occupied till Thursday, anyway. Then Friday I'm working from home.
Oh, are you?
Mm. How about you?
Oh, usual, you know, meetings and so on. Look, darling, I'm going to ring you every evening to check you're all right.
Oh, Lillian.
You must answer your phone or I shall worry.
Honestly, Lillian, that is so kind.
I'll ask Shula, of course, but I'm afraid the answer will be the same as before. We don't need anything doing at the stables.
Fair enough. But if you do think of anything...
We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Alistair. I'll be really grateful.
You're staying in the village, eh?
I'm sorry, I heard about you and Alona splitting up.
Well, I'm hoping to. I won't be able to stay on at the Green, not the way things are going.
No.
But I'd rather move somewhere smaller anyhow. Have more left over for the girls, because, you know, I want to make a contribution there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Anna's still at school, isn't she?
Yeah, we're hoping she can stay on at Borchester Green, but it depends what Ilona manages to find for work.
And what about Rosa? Will she be able to carry on at Grange Farm?
Ah, well, she's got a scooter, you see, so depending on how far they have to move, she might be able to commute back.
Well, Mike won't want to lose her, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
I must get her to sign up for the single wicket. Why don't you have a go, Daryl?
Cricket? Oh, no, not for me.
Well, you don't have to be a cricketer.
No, I can't. I couldn't even think about it. Not while everything's like it is.
No, all right. What about Matt? Amside have got that big project at Gilbert's Cross.
Amside?
Well, it's an obvious one for you. I know they're ripping out a lot, but they'd be mad not to try to preserve a bit of the interior. You've got all the skills.
Yeah, thanks. Well, maybe it's worth a try.
Oh, I'd have said definitely. Oh, look, sorry, Daryl, but I've really got to get on.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hold you up, mate.
No, I've got an important call, that's all. Something will turn up, I'm sure.
Here's a job I may not be doing much longer, Pat. Your milk for the dairy will be arriving by tanker.
Tony, will you please not tempt fate?
Oh, listen to you, pessimist.
It's nothing to do with being a pessimist. It's about waiting till we've got an answer on that reactor.
Yes, I know.
Well, it's all right for you. You haven't had my morning. Helen checking her phone every 5 seconds to see if Jono's called.
And has he?
No. Clary and Susan asking if we'd heard anything.
Oh, were they?
Yes. Now having to fob them off again.
Oh, Clary was full of her party when I saw her. Nice of her to bring us a piece of her birthday cake, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had your bit yet? Nick made it, apparently.
Yes, it was very nice. Oh, no.
What?
That's Alistair's car.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, so it is.
Oh, Lord. Has he come to tell us in person because it's bad news or good?
So if we could shift it to next week. Yeah, I'm sure he is, but I've got a clash on Friday now, I'm afraid. No. No. Yeah, I could make that. Brilliant. Yes, same as before. Good. Thank you. Thanks. No, I won't need to change it again. Thanks. Bye.
Shifting things around for us?
Yeah. I suddenly fancied seeing James. I thought I'd go down on Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah. That's okay with you, isn't it?
Of course. I'm not your keeper, am I?
I meant work-wise.
No, you do whatever works best for you.
Good. Oh, now, Matt, unexpected development on Victoria Road number 2.
Yeah?
Well, one of the neighbours rang Brenda this morning.
Right.
And they've been talking to the tenants and they've found out they're due to leave in July.
So?
Well, it seems these other people are having work done on their house, a lot of work, and could they take number 2 for the duration?
Well, what is their duration? They've got to take it for 6 months, min.
Yeah, well, Brenda explained that, but that suits them. And their builders said they'll be back in by Christmas, but, I mean, they'd be wise to build in a bit of contingency, wouldn't they?
So why are you telling me?
Well, because it's a bonus for us, isn't it? I mean, we don't have the bother of advertising or putting up a board.
Yeah, great.
So you'd be pleased.
I am, ecstatic.
Right. Okay, well, I'll tell Brenda to go ahead with it then.
You do that.
Are you all right, Matt?
Me?
Seem a bit tense.
Yeah, stupid, isn't it? I'm thinking about me golf.
Golf?
Yeah, I've been right off form the last couple of weeks, played some rotten games.
Oh, under par.
No, quite the opposite. So, as you seem to have everything so well in hand, I think I'm going to go in the garden and practice me swing.
So, we should go ahead.
Tony, that's not exactly what Alice has just said, is it?
Ah, well, no. I can't be that prescriptive. And when I spoke to the animal health vet, obviously he wouldn't be either.
No, thank you.
But, well, come on, Alistair. I haven't got it completely wrong, have I?
No. Look, the bloke's obviously had a good long think about it. What he's saying is, it's hardly an ideal situation, but one inconclusive result in an otherwise healthy herd isn't enough reason to continue movement restriction on the rest of the cattle.
Yeah, exactly. So we can go ahead with the sale.
Yeah. Taking into account also that there's no bovine TB in the area and your herd's got a good health history.
But, and this is a big but, what if we do go ahead, sell the rest of the herd, and in 8 weeks or so the inconclusive tests positive for TB after all?
That's why it has to be your call.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, no, no, think about it, Tony. DEFRA would have to track down all the cattle to their new homes. They'd all have to be tested, and all their contacts.
That's true.
And what about the damage to Bridge Farm and Ambridge Organics' reputation?
Oh, that is a worst-case scenario, love.
Oh, yes, and we've had a worst-case scenario before, haven't we? Or have you forgotten the E. coli?
No, of course I haven't.
No, and we've only just got over it.
But I still think, on balance, we should take the risk. Yes, yes, of course, it's a tricky decision.
I'll say.
Yeah, but look at the facts. There's no BTB in Borsetshire at the moment. We've got a solid herd health history.
I know all that.
There's no legal reason why we can't go ahead.
You'd have to keep the inconclusive in quarantine, of course.
Well, yes.
Keep her away from the rest of the herd. Or anyone, farmers, members of the public, anyone who comes to the farm.
Oh, we can do that easily.
Well, I still say, you're not going to be the one, Tony, fielding questions from Clary and Susan as to why that cow's still on her own.
Why not just be straight with them? Tell them she's been quarantined as a precaution.
And that Animal Health has given you a clean bill of health otherwise, and permission to hold the sale.
Hmm.
Well, what else do you suggest we do? Send a cow that may be perfectly healthy for slaughter?
No. No, of course not. OK, we'll go ahead.
Oh, great. Thanks, love.
Well done. Tricky for you, I know.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Alistair. Right, well, I've got a phone call to make. Let's hope Rodways have got an auctioneer free in the last week of June.
Damn. Practicing your game?
Oh, it's you.
Skied that one a bit, didn't you?
If I want advice on my swing, I'll call Rory McIlroy, OK?
Sorry, I was just...
Did you want something, Daryl?
Yeah. Look, Matt, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on some things, but, well, the bottom line is, you know I'm a good worker, and, I'm looking for work right now.
Yeah, you and a lot of others.
Yeah, I know, but like I say, you know me, and you know I'll do a good job.
And what exactly do you think I might want to put your way?
Well, the old paper mill place you're doing up. There's got to be some work there that I could turn me hand to.
Oh, there's got to be, has there?
Yeah, and not just general labouring either, like specialist carpentry perhaps. You know, like what I did at Fawcett Magna. You remember that job?
That was a church, wasn't it? I'm not in the market for pew renovations, thanks.
Yeah, but doors, windows, architraves, banisters, stairs even. I can do the lot. And I know my boss from Fawcett Magna would give me a reference.
Would he?
Yeah, and Lillian saw the work. She knows what a good job...
Lillian saw the work at Fawcett Magna.
Yeah, that's right. She popped in one day to take a look. She seemed very interested.
Was she?
Yeah, and then the boss came in and they went off and had a really good catch-up, I think. You all know each other from way back, don't you?
Oh, that's right, we do.
So, will you have a think about it? Matt?
Huh?
Any work for me?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Well... Thanks. I hope to hear from you then.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, then. I'll see you around, yeah? Ta-ra.
Bye. Paul. Of course.
Oi, Tiger! Tiger Woods! Are you coming in? Matt? What's the matter?
Hey,
I can't sleep.
Look at... Oh, it's only 5:30. What is it? You've been like this since yesterday. You were like a cat on hot bricks last night.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot on my mind.
Like what?
Work, Gilbert's Cross, other stuff. I'm going for a walk.
It's time in the morning.
It's the middle of the day for some people. Half of Ambridge have been up for hours.
Yeah, well, even so, you sure you're all right? I mean, that's really all it is, work.
What else would it be?
It's not like you to be such a worrier, that's all.
There's a lot at stake with all we've got going on.
The old paper mill, yeah, I know.
Well, there you are then. I'm fine, Lillian. I've just got a lot I need to think through.
Oh, girl. Morning, Kent.
Oh, hiya, Jezza. A lovely day.
Sure is. Doing here all right for you?
Yeah, terrific. The empties are outside.
I saw them. Ta. Guess what else I've seen this morning?
Well, we had the UFO last week, the asteroid the week before, so...
Matt Crawford?
Oh, yeah?
It's a bit early for him, is it, no?
Oh, he's probably got a meeting in London or something.
No, I know, in the motor. Setting off up Lakey Hill, walking.
Nope. Oh, Linda. Another early bird.
What does Linda Snell want with you at this time of day? How do we no ask?
It's just a reminder about tonight. The Fate Committee meeting.
The night? The Fate's not for months yet.
July 21st.
Aye, months.
That's no time at all when you see what we've got to get organised. This is the second meeting we've had already. Oh, tonight certainly looks like being a long one. She wants to discuss this year's big idea.
Big idea's that?
Well, you know, the thing that makes the Ambridge Fate a cut above all the other tombola and face-painting extravaganzas. The central theme. What's it to be?
She already knows what it's to be.
Does she?
Giving her a big idea. Giving it after last year's Fate.
Really? Well, you better fill me in. No, forewarned is forearmed with Linda.
Again? But the plumber was only there last week, was it? Okay, Mrs. Clayton.
Morning, Brenda.
Thanks very much. Bye. Morning, Matt. Can you believe the cold tap's not working again on the bath at Curtis Road?
I'm sure you've got it all in hand. Now, tell me, Brenda, what's happening at the end of June?
End of June? Nothing.
Is the wrong answer.
Well, there's Bethany's christening on the 23rd, of course.
Uh-huh.
I did mention it to Lillian. I'm being a godmother.
You're not planning on booking a holiday then?
A holiday? I wish.
Excellent, because me and Lillian are going to be away.
Again?
That's right. A little break, but word to the wise. Don't say anything to her yet, OK? I want to tell her the good news myself.
Here you go. One fizzy water.
Thank you, Kenton. I think you'll find that's correct.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, I thought we might put our heads together in advance of tonight's meeting.
Oh, what about the big idea?
Among other things, I have had a couple of thoughts.
Oh, I do hope you're not trying to curry votes, Linda.
I wouldn't dream of it.
So everyone's suggestions are welcome?
Of course. Every idea will be considered on its merits.
Excellent.
You are over the pram, Brenda.
Yeah, of course. Here they are. Hi. Hello. And Brenda, my fellow godmother.
Yeah, all we need now is Neil and we could have the christening right here.
Holy water on tap.
Oh, ice bucket, nice touch.
Are you joining us, Brenda?
No, we met outside. We're only here for a quick half hour.
I see. I'm afraid this little one needs changing before we do anything else. I just wanted you to know that we were here. Well, why don't you do that, Vicky, while I go and get us a table?
Oh, brilliant. See you, Brenda.
Yeah, bye.
A quick half hour? Well, you'll be wanting a quick drink then.
And a long moan.
Oh, dear, another great day at the office.
Honestly, Kenton, it gets worse. Lillian only came in to remind me she's having Friday off. Matt went one better by telling me they're off on holiday next month.
Again?
Just what I said.
So,
now to the main business of the evening.
It's a pity Alan and Usha couldn't make it.
Or Hayley. Oh, she was gutted to have to work late.
Yes, well, never mind. We're a pretty good spread of opinion. So, I was wondering what... What?
Oh, no, it's all right. Shall I let him in?
But who is it?
Good evening, Jessa.
Not too late, I hope.
Yeah. Late for what, dear?
Hi, Vicky. I think we're squeezed in by you.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
We're in the middle of a meeting, Jazza.
Of the Fate Committee.
I know. You invited me along last year.
What? I did no such thing.
You did so, when you and me discussed my big idea.
Well, I'm afraid I don't recollect any discussion with you last year or at any time.
Okay, folks, so it goes like this.
Excuse me. You can't just barge in
perhaps
here.
Perhaps we'd better hear him now he's here, Linda.
What?
Thank you. Well, we've got the sports field, and after last year's extravaganza, I thought, well, I had this bonny idea that this year we spice it up a bit. We're Highland Games.
Ooh.
Hey, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. It sounds completely preposterous.
So, what do you mean exactly, Jazza? What would your Highland Games entail?
Well, you know the basics, Mum. Tossing the caber, tossing the hammer, and the stone.
Oh, very practical, very user-friendly.
You'd have to adapt them a bit, obviously.
The point is, it's a great do-it for everybody. You know, healthy games in the fresh air, bit of exercise.
And there's other things too at a Highland Games, aren't there? In cultural things, Linda.
Cultural. Jazza on his bagpipes.
Exactly.
I do think it sounds, well, rather different.
And not in a good way. Kenton. As you were involved in last year's games, you must have some idea.
Well, that's, I can see distinct possibilities, Linda. You know, and it's always a good idea to have something for the nippers.
Yes. You're very quiet, Vicky?
Well, it seems quite a good idea to me.
Really?
Mm.
Well, I'm afraid I have absolutely no recollection of talking to you about this last year, Jazza. But it is one idea, certainly. However, this meeting has been convened as a forum for discussion, and I do, actually, have another suggestion of my own.
Here we go.
Right, so now, if I could outline that, it may also have some appeal.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, I'm glad you seem in a sunnier frame of mind.
Oh, I am. I feel in quite an holiday mood already.
Steady on. Next bank holiday's not for a couple of weeks yet.
No, but you're right. My head's clearer. I've got a lot of things straight now.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things? Work?
Yeah, work, but mostly you and me, Lillian.
I didn't know I was on your agenda.
Oh, you're always on my agenda.
So, what conclusions have you come to?
That's easy. As far as you and me go, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't been having enough time together. I don't mean in the office, all that trivia about bath taps and tinners. I mean quality time.
Right.
Look, what a good time we had in Paris. Hmm? In New York.
Yeah, we did. I really enjoyed both of them.
Me too. So that's the answer. Keep getting away from it all.
Well, yeah, well, when we can.
So, I've booked us another little holiday.
What? When? I can't just drop everything.
Oh, puss, always so thoughtful. Suppose you're thinking about your mum, are you? Worried about leaving her in the lurch?
Mum, yeah. I mean, I can't leave Jenny to do it all.
No need to worry. We don't leave till June the 20th. That give you enough notice, does it?
Yeah, I am. Should be able to arrange things around that.
Good.
You're being very mysterious, though. You're going to tell me where we're going? You know, which city break we're doing this time?
No. It's not a break. It's a full 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Well, how lovely. So, where are you taking me?
Turkey. Istanbul.
Istanbul? Oh,
meeting. Oh, Matt, that sounds wonderful.
Now, as you'll all be aware, this year marks an important bicentenary.
By what?
The publication of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. So I thought, as Ambridge's tribute, a Regency fete.
Right. With what sort of elements, Linda?
Ah, well, I did jot a few things down. Here we are. Stallholders, in appropriate costume, of course. Site-specific readings of Miss Austen's work around the village.
Readings? What? Like books?
And here's something for you, Vicky.
Oh.
We call on the Angela Probert School of Dance
to
demonstrate the quadrille and the cotillion.
The what?
No, no, with respect, Linda, I don't think that's a goer.
Why not?
Well, site-specific? For example, did Jane Austen ever go near a pub? I mean, it was all tea and smelling salts, wasn't it?
Well, you can't be too literal.
Too right. Most people are going to understand diddly squat about all that. What you get with my games is something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Inclusivity, that's the key. Now, if we go with Jazz's idea, then that's Ambridge's own 2012 Olympic legacy right here. Participation for all.
That's true.
Really? And what about non-athletes?
Well, maybe Angela Probert's girls could do some Scottish dancing, Linda. Highland reels. Mm.
Thanks. Sound, Vicky.
Yeah, and I promise, Linda, I've learned all the lessons from last year. The organisation this time would be top-notch.
Jill, as someone with years of fete experience, can you really see these games working?
Well, yes, I can. And I do think it's a good idea to have something for the children.
Oh, you could always do your Jane Austen idea at the book club, Linda. Whereas, if we don't do Jazz's idea at the fete...
I see. Well, perhaps the best way will be to put it to the vote. All those in favour of a Highland Games? And against?
Result!
Carried! A Highland Games it is!
I must say I'd have preferred a Regency fete myself.
Oh, me too. All those pretty dresses and readings and everything.
Oh, readings too. Oh, no pasta quills, Susan?
Oh, no, sorry, Jennifer. Just the shells at the moment.
Oh, well, they'll do, I suppose.
I mean, after all we've been through this year, the last thing I want is Neil or Christopher rupturing themselves, tossing tree trunks about.
Oh, quite. Oh, when you think about the practicalities, I'm surprised that the committee didn't come down in favour of Linda's idea on balance.
Ah, well, wasn't that easy for some people? Pressure had been brought to bear.
Oh, not vote rigging, surely?
Almost. Poor Vicky, you see. She was in a very compromising position.
Oh, how come?
Well, obviously she's a good friend of Linda's.
Yeah, I know.
And they had lunch yesterday and Linda told her all about this Jane Austen bicentenary thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But then when Vicky gets home, there's Jazza on the doorstep laying it on thick about loyalty to Grange Farm employees.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Vicky.
Oh, he went on and on, she said. And then he said a Highland Games could be a really good marketing ploy for their milk.
Is Grange Farm going to be a sponsor or something?
No, not quite. But he was talking about the importance of milk to athletes.
Well, yes. Bone density, I suppose.
Yeah, and energy and that. Anyway, Jazza reckons they should have some new leaflets done, change their slogan for the day to Power in a Bottle.
Oh, I see.
Vicky ended up in quite a state about it. Oh, with Jazza working with Mike and Mike being so dependent on him. Well, more so now they've got Bethany. Well, you can see how difficult it was for her.
Yes, yes, I suppose so.
Mike's already worried enough about losing Rosa.
Oh, when Alona leaves.
Yeah. Oh, it is a shame about those two splitting up, isn't it? Though thinking about it, they did seem a bit tense that night we came over to yours. Did you notice anything, Jennifer?
Mm. Thank you so much for collecting me, again.
No probs.
Honestly, Spencer, I mean it. My mum and dad ought to be paying your petrol.
I'll invoice them, shall I?
Yes, you should. Well, if they'd agreed to lend me that £800 on Friday, I could have bought a car of my own by now.
Pip, you know I don't mind. But it'll have to be a drop and go. I've got to get back. I'm walking the barley with my dad.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll see a difference at Brookfield in the few days you've been away.
Can you not remind me, please, that I've got to go back to that place?
Sorry.
Don't suppose there's any hope that my mum and dad might have changed in the last few days and become reasonable people?
Unlikely.
No. But actually, listen. I'm going to play it completely differently this time.
Oh, yeah? So what's the new approach?
Sweet and reasonable.
And you can do that, can you?
Oi, of course I can.
So tell me, how does it go exactly?
Well, I'm going to go in, ask how they are, have a cup of tea, spend some time with them.
I don't think your body's been invaded by aliens.
And we've had a little chat and I've answered all their boring questions that they always ask about uni and things. Then I'm going to pitch ever so nicely for the £800 again. Don't you think that's a good plan?
Well, it's a plan.
Oh, thanks for the encouragement.
No, no. You're right. It's got to be worth a try.
Thank you.
So, you'll let me know how it goes?
Yeah. I'll let you know by driving round to yours in that too-good-to-miss car we saw the other day.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Oh, Spencer.
What now?
I've just remembered. Before we go home, please can we stop by the shop? I've got to get a birthday card for someone in my tutor group.
Pip.
And 14 pence change.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Yeah, I suppose with Daryl and Ilona, if I thought anything, I just thought they felt a bit awkward, you know, being up at yours.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, it's not like they're used to socialising with you and Brian, is it? Not like me and Neil.
No, but it obviously wasn't that, was it? There must have been underlying tensions.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and of course you and Brian are brilliant hosts, Jennifer. I mean, I didn't mean... I know you did everything you could to put them at their ease. And I know I tried.
Yes, yes, I dare say you did. Oh, how's Neil's arm now, Susan?
Oh, much better, thank you. Still has to take things a bit easy, though.
Well, tell him not to overdo it.
No. He says as long as he can raise a glass for his birthday next week, he doesn't mind.
Oh. Oh, yes, yes, of course. Are you, doing anything special?
No, not really. I'm afraid if Neil's expecting anything like Eddie did for Clary, he's going to be disappointed. No, just a nice tea. Supper at home, probably.
Oh, that's right. Shula was telling me that Clary's birthday turned into quite an occasion.
Oh, yeah. Eddie and Nick had planned it all out between them. And Ed and Emma went round early on the day to help get it set up.
Quite an undertaking, bringing the seaside to the Midlands.
Clary's face when she saw it. Well, she was, well, overwhelmed.
Not surprised. Oh, well, thanks then, Susan. I'd better get back.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Pip.
Hello.
I just need a birthday card.
Oh, Jennifer, by the way, I've ordered extra copies of Ball Sets Your Life.
Oh, good. Oh, thanks. Yes, we're quite looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. That's two of my relatives now that are featured in Jim's articles.
Indeed. Bye then, Susan. Bye, Pip.
Bye. This one will do. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, that's... £1.49, please.
There you are.
Suppose the next person we'll be reading about in Ball Sets Your Life will be Josh.
Sorry?
Quite the little entrepreneur, isn't he?
Is he?
Buying into the egg business. You must be really proud of your little brother.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, not enough hands.
So I see. Do you want these in the boot?
Mm. Yes, please, Spencer. Oh, thank you. That's very gallant of you.
I could hardly sit there and watch you struggle. I'm glad I've seen you, actually, Mrs. Aldridge.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I was wondering about getting in touch with Adam.
Oh, right.
To come and speak to us at Young Farmers about the dairy.
Oh, well, Rob Titchener's the person for that, actually.
Yeah, I know he is. For the overall picture.
But we had a manager from one of the other big dairies come and talk to us last year.
Mm-hmm, so?
Well, I thought Adam would be interesting to give us his take on the arable side. The feed, the different cropping plans at your place now, and having to make silage, of course.
Well, yes, it has meant quite a change for him.
Exactly. A new challenge and all that.
That's one word for it. The thing is, he's rather busy at the moment. It's the first cut of silage next week, and the strawberry pickers are arriving any minute now.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be now. We're thinking ahead to our autumn programme, you see.
Oh, right. Well, I know. Let me give you his number.
Oh, great. Thanks.
There we are.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 295...
Can we go, please, Spencer?
Oh, dear. What's all that about?
Finding permission? She must be thrilled.
Yeah, it'll make a massive difference to the value of those plots.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's about time Elizabeth had some good news. Oh, hi, Pip.
Thanks very much, you two. Double standards or what?
Sorry?
Josh and the hens?
Oh.
Buying into the egg business? That's got to be serious money. How much are you lending him?
Pip?
Go on, how much? I know he's got about 700, save the little miser. But a third of that business has got to be worth more than that. Go on, tell me, how much? 200? 300?
500.
What? He's 15! Oh, I'm 20! Oh, I asked for 800 and I was turned down on the spot!
Pip, if you'll just calm down.
What have I got to calm down about? You're happy to help him in some bonkers scheme and at the same time watch me struggle, having to keep getting the train and relying on Spencer to get to uni to do a course you say you care about. Well, thanks very much.
Right, that's enough.
Oh, I haven't even started. How can you treat two of your children so differently and not even have the decency to tell me?
You weren't here.
I had to find out from Susan in the shop. How do you think that makes me feel?
I'm sorry about that, Pip, but if you'll let us explain...
No, Ruth, no, stop it. We're not apologising to her. You said it yourself, Pip. Josh is 15 years old and still at school.
Yes, exactly.
Right, so if he's got the nous and the drive to make a go of his own business, then all of us, the whole family, all of us should be really proud and give him all the encouragement we can.
Oh, so if I wanted a loan for a business idea, that would be different, would it?
Not necessarily, no, because you're 20, Pip. Lots of kids your age are completely independent. No help from the bank of mum and dad at all.
Oh, just like me then.
Well, no, actually, because your mum and I have been very happy to support you through university. You've got free bed and board here when you choose to take advantage of it. And I know it isn't huge, but we still give you a monthly allowance. And we do the same for any of you three.
Yeah, and your point is?
My point is that you seem to think that we will also subsidise your every whim.
Whim?
You need a car, yes? Right, a wheel at each corner to get you from A to B. I do not see, and I never have seen, that you need some flashy motor.
I do not want a flashy motor. I want one that will last and be reliable.
All right, well, there are plenty of sound, reliable cars within your budget. I'm trying to teach you a life lesson
here. Oh, please.
I'm serious. You have got to learn to live within your means. And anything beyond that, you've got to work for.
Yeah, just when Bridge Farm is selling their herd. Great timing, Dad.
Oh, come on. They're not the only dairy farm in the district. There must be plenty of others who could do with a relief milker.
And that's it, is it? That's your last word?
Yes.
Great. Well, thanks, Dad. Now at least I know where I stand.
David.
What?
You were pretty hard on her.
Ruth, she has got to be told. She's got to learn.
I know. I just wish... Well, I wish we could have got to her before she had to hear it from someone else.
Yeah, so do I, but it wouldn't have made any difference to what I had to say. No. Oh, look, I've got to get back out. I'm sorry. I've got lambs to grade.
Yeah, sure.
I'll see you later, love, all right?
Okay.
And, Ruth, don't let her guilt trip you into anything.
I won't. I just wish you two didn't...
What?
Nothing.
So glad you could make it, Nick.
Yeah, Jolene let me go a bit early. It was quiet in the pub.
It's the time of year, isn't it? Everyone's getting busy outdoors now with the grass and the crops coming on.
Yeah, I suppose so. Why am I whispering?
You don't have to.
No, it's just being in a church, I think. Seems more respectful. Oh, those look lovely, Clary.
Do you like it?
Yeah, oh, it's really pretty. Did you buy those lilies?
Yeah, I had two. Mine won't be out for a bit yet.
So do you have to pay for them yourself?
No, no, there's a kitty, but we try not to use it. Not when there's stuff in the garden anyway. The lilacs from up our place.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mmm, oh, beautiful.
And Jill popped in with a few irises from Glebe and a load of greenery. Now, you're going to give me a hand?
Well, seriously?
Well, going by the other week, I reckon you've got a good eye. Now, where do you think this one should go?
Well, you're going for a sort of triangle shape, aren't you?
That's right.
So, about here? Is that the right angle?
Bit more slanting.
Like so?
Perfect.
Here you go.
See? It's not difficult at all.
Well, not with you telling me what to do. It's busier in here than the bull.
Good afternoon, ladies. Are you hiding Jill in here?
No, afraid not, Jim.
Oh, there's a note pinned on her door saying, at the church, back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, she did pop in, brought me some flowers. But I think she's gone round to Phil's grave now.
Ah, in that case, I shall wait in the car.
You going somewhere nice?
I'm not sure. That is, I'm sure it will be nice when we get there. But we haven't decided where yet. That's the problem with Borsetshire. Too many tea rooms.
Sir Chris, hoy! He'd be perfect.
Hey?
Hoy, Sir Chris, for opening my games. Well, either him or Lorraine Kelly.
Oh, now you don't. Look, Jazza, could you forget about that for a minute and concentrate on getting these sows loaded up and moved?
I'm not concentrating. That's it, sweetheart. That's the way. On you go. And another thing. Gourmet grills.
Oh, do you want to do some more shifts?
No, I do not.
Oh, not that way.
If you're doing a Highland Games, you can't just have the usual sausages and burgers on the menu. You'll need some haggis and all.
Haggis?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Have a minute.
Oh, no. Jazza.
It's my ma. Oh. Come on, darling. You know you want to. Oh. No, ma. I was just... No. What? Go again. What's she saying now?
Come on. Oh, Jazza, look. Come. This is hopeless.
It's okay, Matt. I'll be with you in 20 minutes. Well, 25. Make a cup of tea with a wee dram in it, eh? And a wee in mind. Don't worry, Matt. It's okay. I'll see you.
Well, thanks for that. We've just wasted half an hour, and now we've got to round them up again.
I know me, Tom. I've got to go.
What?
It's all kicking off at Meadow Rise.
What's kicking off?
You've not met my ma's neighbours, have you?
Jazza, you can't just go.
Sorry, mate, my man needs me.
What, and I'm supposed to move these sows on my own now, am I? Oh, Jazza!
This is just what I need, Jim, to blow the cobwebs away.
What cobwebs are those, Jill?
Oh, the usual. Worrying about the children and their children.
Not Daniel, I hope. You're not worried about his exams.
Goodness, no. Shula's very lucky. He's such a steady boy. Shula's trying to find a time for him to go up and see Reg after his exams.
Oh, is she? How's old Reg settling in up there?
I don't think it's easy for him. That's why I'd like to see Daniel. Shula's going to try and fit in a trip for the two of them before Daniel goes off to America.
And Pip's maybe off to Yorkshire, I hear. For her placement.
Oh, yes. Pip.
Ah, so she's the spinner of your cobwebs.
I'm afraid so. Well, she and David. They keep rubbing each other up the wrong way at the moment.
Oh, Jill.
You know from your own experience, it's all part of the growing up process for both of them.
I know, but I hate to see it.
Of course you do. Every mother does. But you can't stop it happening.
Nope, you're right.
Of course I am. So, two equally important matters. Tea.
Yes, please.
Decision time. The Craft Centre at Brampton Green or the White Cat at Waterley Cross?
Oh, I really enjoyed that, Clary. Not that I was much help.
Yes, you were.
I've got a long way to go to be as good as you are.
That's only practice. Look, if you'd like to, Nick, why don't you help me with my arrangement for the flower festival?
Really?
Well, why not?
Well, if you're sure.
Of course I'm sure. It'd be much more fun with the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Okay, I'd like to.
Oh, that's great. I am pleased.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Clary.
The other thing I've been wondering is if you'd like to come to church with me one Sunday.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, no, I'm not trying to convert you. It's... Well, I've always got a lot out of it. And I think you would too.
Oh, it's not that I'm against it or anything. It's just... Well, I've only ever gone to church for special occasions. You know, Christmas and weddings and that.
Yeah, I know. I only thought... Well, you could try it and see how you like it. It's an hour in the week to yourself. Have a bit of peace. Think about things. That's what I like as much as anything.
Oh, a bit of peace. That'd be nice, eh? Oh, but that's the trouble for me. I've got Jake and Mia and George Sunday mornings. What do I do with them?
You bring them along.
Oh, they're never going to sit through an hour of church.
Oh, no, sorry. I should have said. There's a junior church for them. They go off, do their own thing.
Oh, I see. All right, then. We'll give it a try.
You really shouldn't have let me have that second scone.
Oh, yes, it was all my fault.
Don't tell Christine, that's all I ask.
What's it worth?
Now, Jill. It's a good job Alistair's not expecting me to have a go in the single wicket.
No, well, that's way beyond the call of duty. Did you hear Rob Titchen has signed up?
Ah, has he?
He said he's not really a cricketer, but he'll give it a go.
Rob Titchen, I mean, he's cricket whites. I heard you giggling with Vicky at the end of last night's meeting.
Giggling? Me?
Yes. About him striding out of the Am in a dripping white shirt and breeches.
Vicky may have been fantasizing, Jim. I was merely collecting the cups.
A likely story.
A very suitable occupation for a respectable matron. In Regency times or today.
Pull the other one.
For the record, I was never tempted by the idea of a Regency fete. I'm right behind the games. I'm on the subcommittee now.
As is Linda, I note. Co-opted by Linda.
Yes. I don't think she trusts me to keep Jazza and Kenton in order.
She has a point. This is the woman who at Christmas tried to help Kenton source a pig's bladder for his Lord of Misrule.
Yes. I'm still disappointed we had to resort to a balloon. Oh, Jim!
Good heavens. Talking of pigs...
Hello, you lot. Having a stroll, are you?
Gloucester old spots. Given where they are, they have to be Tom's, wouldn't you say?
I should think so.
Time for a call to his faithful pigman, I think.
So that's why he's late.
I couldn't get hold of Jazza, so I had to call Tom in the end.
Well, all I had was a text saying delayed.
Poor chap, I got the impression it was the last thing he needed.
Roy! Oh, I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, don't worry about it. Jim's told me about the pigs getting out.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, see you, Jim.
Yeah, cheers, Jim. Thanks again for earlier.
No problem.
Got your lager. Hope that's okay.
Oh, anything, Roy. Thanks. I'll have to get something to eat as well. I'm starving.
Oh, right.
Nick, can I get some food, please?
Sure, do you want a menu?
No, it's all right. I'll have the chicken curry, please. Rice and naan.
Okay.
Don't worry about the change.
Thanks.
Go on, let's get a table.
Yeah, please.
Bit of a bummer about the pigs. And what was Jazza thinking? Or wasn't he thinking?
It wasn't his fault.
How come?
Right, Tom.
Oh, great.
I've just had my voicemails. What's been going on?
If you've picked up your voicemails, you'll know.
So, what did you do? What did you know, dear? Forget to shut the gate or what?
The electric fence. I must have forgotten to switch it back on.
Forgot? If that had been me...
Yeah, I know. I'd have been furious. I'm not exactly thrilled with myself.
Nor me, neither. If that hadn't been a careful driver like Jim, there could have been fatalities there.
I know.
A lovely girl's moaned down and you've got the nerve to talk to me about concentrating.
I know, Jazza, all right.
You need to get back to the start, Tom. Your wee empire. You need that fella ready meals in supermarkets and being the big I am. You're losing touch with reality.
Yeah. Okay, Jazz. I think Tom's got the message.
Who asked you?
It's okay, Roy. He's right. I'm sorry, Jazza. I really am. I was careless. It won't happen again.
Right. Well, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. See ya.
I have to say, if one of my staff spoke to me like that, there wouldn't be a tomorrow.
But he's right. Oh, he's right about everything. I wasn't concentrating. I am thinking non-stop about this supermarket thing next week. And, well, not just about that either.
Brenda.
Yeah.
It's only natural. But Jazza's being too hard on you, and you're being too hard on yourself.
I don't think so. She's not going to come back to me. Is she, Roy?
Oh, Tom.
She's not.
Well, no. Don't think so. Don't think she's going to change her mind.
No. So that's it then. It really is over.
Puss? Pusska?
Mm.
Bought you a cup of tea?
Mm. Tea? Oh, how lovely.
Thanks.
Oh, what's the time?
8 o'clock.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. I didn't know if you set your alarm. I didn't want to leave you any longer. I didn't know what time you wanted to set off.
No, that's perfect, Matt. That's very thoughtful of you. I'll go about 10, I think.
Right. You looking forward to your day?
Yeah.
Be good to see James again, won't it?
Yeah. Well. Oh, I think I'll have that tea now.
There you go.
Thanks. Lovely.
Great stuff. Want me to run you a bath?
No. No, thanks. There's no need. I can do it. You get off. You've got a full day, haven't you?
Yeah, foolish.
Mm. Poor you.
Oh, well, it's got to be done. Don't suppose it'll be as enjoyable as yours, though, eh?
Hi, this is Tom Archer. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Tom, it's Roy. I've left you a couple of messages already. Where are you? Look, please call me back. I'm getting worried about you, mate.
Now, have I got everything?
What's that, Puss?
Matt! I thought you'd gone.
No, not yet. I thought I'd see you safely off the premises.
Oh, right. Well, I think I'm ready to set off.
Good. You got everything?
That's what I was checking.
And you're going bearing gifts, I see. Wine and flowers, you're spoiling him. Though I thought James preferred red.
Well, he does drink white. And in the summer, you know.
Yeah, it's lighter.
Yeah, it? Yeah. Anyway, I'll be off.
Right, Joe. Which way are you going? Bypass, then across to the motorway, or over to Felpisham and join it lower down?
I think I'll go Felpisham way.
Right. Don't forget those roadworks around there, will you?
Oh, I've forgotten those.
They might be finished by now, but if not, they might hold you up a bit.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I better get going then.
Sure. Take care, Puss.
I will.
I mean, drive safely.
I always do.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye.
Well, let's have a proper kiss, eh?
I've got my lipstick on.
So?
But you'll get it all over you.
I don't mind. That's better. Have a nice day. Bridge Farm General Shot. Outdoor pigs. Quality ingredients. How we monitor standards. Provenance to plate. Come in.
Tom, at last.
Roy, hi.
I've been ringing and ringing. I finally called your mum. She said you were at the unit.
Did you want me for something?
Yeah, of course I did. I wanted to know you were still alive.
What? Oh, last night.
Yeah, the mood you were in. I was wondering if you'd even bother to get up this morning. I thought you might just pull the duvet over your head and stay put. I mean, I was really worried about you, Tom.
I know. Thanks, mate. I'd had a lousy day. I was tired, fed up, hungry.
Well, it seemed a bit more than that to me.
Yeah, well, me too at the time. But I'm feeling much more positive about things today.
Well, good for you, because it certainly put me through it.
Sorry.
Well, you're not just saying that, though. I'm not the supermarket, Tom. You don't have to put on an act for me.
No, I'm not. Seriously. I went home, had a bowl of cereal, went to bed, had a decent night's sleep for a change.
So, what? Everything really does look better in the morning?
I don't know about better. It looks the same, really.
So, how come...
Well, I've still got this supermarket tasting thing to get through, and me and Brenda are still finished. But I feel more like I can cope with it, that's all.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it.
And it's not going to happen again, getting things out of proportion like that. I can't afford to let it.
Okay.
I haven't got a life at the moment, so I don't have to worry about work-life balance, do I? I can let work take over.
Well, for now.
For as long as it takes. But honestly, I think it's the best thing I can do.
Well, it sounds like a plan anyway.
And I'll still come out for the odd pint.
Oh, good.
Only if you're buying, obviously.
Celia, I'm telling you, if this wedding goes ahead, you'll regret it.
Oh, go to hell. Well, if you're the new girlfriend, I hope you know what you're letting yourself in for.
Lillian.
Paul, I thought I'd surprise you.
Well, you certainly managed that. Come in. Come in. Darling. Oh, what beautiful flowers. And wine.
I'm so sorry, Paul. I wanted to surprise you, but I couldn't have timed it worse, could I?
No. It's wonderful to see you. Wonderful. You haven't been there long.
No, I just arrived.
Oh, thank God. Still, I'm sorry you had to witness any of that.
Yeah. So, that was Celia?
Yeah. Now you see what I'm up against.
Absolutely. Whew, what a witch.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I'd never have thought she could be like that.
Oh, Paul, you poor darling. You don't deserve any of this.
Oh.
Look, you can forget all that now. I'm here to treat you. Let me take you out to lunch.
Oh, no, I can't let you do that.
Go on, that's why I've come. That little Italian we went to before, you like it there.
I had to try, Gracie, after the way he spoke to you. I'm not having him upset you like that. Whoop! Oh. No, I'm fine, sweetheart. Drop my keys, that's all. Look, I'll call you back.
Yours, I think.
Yes. Stupid of me. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Easily done. There you go.
Thank you. I thought for a horrible minute they were going to go down that grating.
Yeah. Lucky I was passing, eh?
Brenda, it's me. Look, I'm not going to make that meeting this afternoon, so just cancel it for me, will you? I don't know how long I'm going to be, so just tell them I've been unavoidably detained. Leave anything you want signed on my desk. Don't know when I'll be back.
Aren't you enjoying your lasagna?
Yeah, it's really good. There's just a lot of it. How was your fish?
It's delicious. You're lucky to have a place like this so close.
Yeah. Celia and I used to come here. Sorry.
Paul, I can see it must be so difficult for you.
It's not about me. It's not me I care about.
No, I know.
It's the kids. She's putting them in an impossible situation, pulling them away from me.
I know.
They're my kids, after all.
Of course they are.
And the grandkids, the youngest's only three. She won't remember me at all.
Oh, darling, I can't fathom it. I mean, I don't know how any parent could behave so selfishly, using the children and grandchildren as a weapon like that.
No.
It's despicable.
Don't leave me, Lillian.
Poor.
You're all I've got left. Don't you leave me as well.
But darling, I'm not going to. Of course I'm not.
When can we be together? Not just like this, properly. All the time.
God, Paul, I don't...
Well?
I don't know. I mean, I can't say. Look, this isn't the time to think about it anyway. You're too upset.
I need you, Lillian. Stay with me. Stay the weekend.
What?
I can't get through this on my own. Knowing the wedding's happening.
Paul, I can't possibly.
What? Why not?
Matt, of course.
Oh, Matt.
Yes, Matt. Look, do you want him to find out about us? I've already pushed things as far as I can lately. I really have.
Overnight, then?
Tonight.
It's not too much to ask. Is it just one night?
No. Look, I can't, Paul. I'm sorry. I can't.
Sometimes I don't think you care at all.
How can you... Okay, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stay longer. I'll stay all afternoon. We can go back to yours, and I'll leave this evening when the traffic's died down. Paul. Paul.
Thank you.
Well, that's settled then. Right, I'll have to give Matt a call, though, to let him know I'll be late.
Yeah, of course you must.
Yeah. Look, I tell you what, I'll nip outside and then I can have a ciggy as well.
Bushka.
Matt, thank goodness I got you.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
You having a good day? Out to lunch a bit?
A little Italian.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. The only thing is, James wants me to stay on a bit longer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. To meet up with Leonie after she's finished work.
Leonie, of course, yeah. Well, you do that.
I just wanted to let you know. I won't be back till about 9, maybe 10.
That's fine, Puss. No need for you to rush.
Good.
I may be late back myself tonight. So that's all right then, isn't it?